Bill Nye, the science guy, joins us on America's Radio News. You've seen him on television 1,000 times, and he's here on the radio with us. Bill, welcome to the program.
Ernie, so good to speak with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out to join us. You know, we're moving into the summertime, and I always remember summertime was great because I could just forget everything I learned during the school year.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I don't remember. Yes. Yeah, it's a serious problem. We call it brain drain, summer brain drain. So to combat this, to deal with this, we want you, you're a student, you're a kid, spend a little time maintaining your academic proficiency. So, you know, these kids today, Ernie, these kids.
I tell you.
They spend 7 hours a day watching television, on a computer, doing video games, on social media, 7 hours a day. So take a few minutes of those 7 hours and do a little academia. And it's not just parents telling kids what to do. There are 25 million searches for math problem answers every month. So students' kids are interested themselves. They're self-motivated. It's not all top-down. And so what we want you to do is try Sophia.org. Sophia is the Greek word for wisdom.
All right.
So Sophia.org, you got 25,000 tutorials, over 100 teachers. You don't like the way this person teaches online, try that person. And then to give you a little nudge, if you register and take the quizzes, there are a lot of quizzes, take a quiz here and there, your name gets entered for a drawing for a free iPad. You can win an iPad, people.
All right.
What's not to love?
You know, it's funny when I think of summertime. I don't think I ever remembered cracking a book during the summer. I think Mom just would say, "Well, look, here's the door. Go out and come back when the sun goes down."
Well,
different day now.
It's a different time.
Yeah.
I remind you, it's not all bad.
No.
The government of Egypt kind of went out of business because of social media. It has changed the world.
Yeah.
If you want to know the atomic number of molybdenum, you just find it. You don't have to go to the library and look it up in 3 different books. It's right there. You can. The amount of information being shared around the world so fast has changed the world in general, I claim. In general, all things considered, for the better. And so kids, students are going to be online. They're going to be in front of video screens during the summer. So let's just, while we're at it, not lose our academic abilities.
You know, I hear a lot of people being critical about the Internet these days. But, you know, I was talking to my nephew. He's 15. He has friends all over the world
that he
talks to online playing a video game that he's gotten to know, and they become pen pals. And, yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Just think what that will do to the traditions of racism and xenophobia, fear of outsiders.
Yeah.
When you have friends all over the world, when they're really your friends, you're going to be much, much less likely to start a war with them. You'll be much more likely to do business with them, to trade with them, and exchange ideas. And that will, in general, leave the world better than it is right now. And along that line, though, we still, when we're not in school, all of us kind of forget stuff. So we want you to take a few minutes this summer and maintain your proficiency. I found a very compelling study about algebra. If you don't keep it going during the summer, you have to spend several weeks come fall picking it back up again. It's really you don't want to do that, my student friends. Take a little time this summer, try a few tutorials, take a quiz, register. You could win an iPad.
All right, and what is the website once again?
Sophia.org.
All right.
Some of the old science guy stuff is on there.
Okay.
And some of the new ideas and 100 teachers, all different techniques, all different styles. Give it a shot.
Do you think that kids would be more interested in science if it was made more relatable or fun to them?
What's more relatable than science? Look around you. We're on the radio. It's all science. Everything in that room you're sitting in, your car.
Yeah.
You're sitting out on a side. All that stuff came out of somebody's head.
Yeah.
And that person was generally an engineer, using science to solve problems and make things.
You know, to this day, whenever I talk to a class of kids, one of the first things they ask me is, how does radio work? And here's what I tell them. I don't know. That's what I tell them. I have
check out Sophia.org. Maybe you'll figure it out.
Yeah. I said, if it doesn't work, I just call the man we pay to come fix it for me. That's all I know. So.
Who is technically savvy.
Yeah.
He's an engineer.
Yeah.
He understands electronics, physics,
yeah.
science.
All right. Bill Nye, the science guy, with us on America's Radio News, Sophia.org once again. Bill, thanks for coming on. Good to
Thank
talk
you.
To you. All right.